This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Hank Azaria, and the Michael K. Show starts now on 98.7 ESPN. Have a great show, boys. Hey, Don, let's go Mets.
Thank you, Hank, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on the first day of February. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
February 1st, 2023. K. LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you. Hope everybody's doing well. And we got a lot to talk about today. And Tom Brady has retired again, a year to the day that he retired last time.
It was
time.
To the day?
To the day. Wow. February 1st, 2022. Now February 1st, 2023. And, you know, you sit here and you try to make a discussion out of something. And I was just driving in. I'm thinking, he's the best quarterback of all time. There's no argument. There's nobody close. Joe Montana was great. I get it. Steve Young was great. A lot of players were great. There's nobody that's Tom Brady. He might be on the Mount Rushmore of sports stars. Forget about
football
stars.
Well, from the longevity and everything else and the rings. Yeah, what else are you going to grade it on? He has to be. And I was thinking about it driving in today, guys, at least for my age. I'm 54. And I think Peter can be included in this as well, although he just might miss. That you can make the argument that we have been alive to see the greatest players in the four major sports.
Jordan, LeBron, Brady.
You know, Gretzky in hockey.
Right. How about baseball?
And baseball? That could be debated. You know, whether it's Bonds, whether it's Alex, if you want to say Mike Trout, the way that he's playing right now. I mean, who's the greatest baseball player of all time? That's probably very debatable. But in basketball and hockey and in football, I don't think there's much of a debate, right? It's Tom Brady in football. I mean, who else has played as long? Who else has won as many championships? See, I mean, he's as recognizable as any athlete there is in America, period.
Well, what gets me about Brady, and he released it via social media. He was on a beach in front of a dune and made a video and said that he was retiring, got choked up a little bit at the end, if you haven't seen it. And I'm thinking, why? Now, I don't want to get into his personal life, but by retiring last year and then coming back shortly thereafter, essentially wrecked his marriage.
Well, that's what we think.
You think,
that's
right.
What the story that's kind of been told
yeah.
publicly.
Right, because she wanted no part. You know, and that was her time.
According to what
according to, right.
That was kind of the story that they almost wanted us to have.
Right, so we don't know. There were problems that we don't know about, but it seemed like if there were, the fact that he was going to sign up to play another year, was it worth it? Especially the way it ended, the way the season went. I mean, he could have had, well, he's had a storybook life. No, let's not argue about that. But it could have been the absolute perfect Disneyland fairy tale if he retired after the Super Bowl.
But I just, maybe the reason he got as emotional is just that was the time. They have their own timetable. We don't.
Right.
Right. So he obviously did not want to retire when he did last year. He probably retired because he felt pressure from his family, which ended up maybe costing him the relationship with his wife when he's just like, I still have to play because he felt like he had more to give. Is it possible that he ends up playing that 1 year and now says, all right, now it's enough? It was only 1 year, but that's the one that I can't do it anymore.
Also, remember, Don, he's a little bit of a psycho in this kind of way. He said he wanted to play till he was 45. And if he had retired last year, he would have played till he was 44. So he kept his word. That makes TB12 look good, you know, which is his health initiative,
right,
which he sells and everything. And look, I played till I was 45, and I could still play. He could still play. And I'm surprised with the 49er job being as open as it is, and that was always his dream. Why bag it now?
Yeah, that's the question I had, too, is like, is that not, was this motivated by the fact that he put out feelers and they're not interested?
You know what? You might be right. I don't know.
Because it just seemed perfect to me. Great coach, great team, needs a quarterback. It would only be for a year, maybe two, so they could still keep their, you know, Trey Lance and Purdy on reserve.
Purdy.
And maybe his agent called and they're like, no, we're good. And then it's like, all right, well, then forget about it. I'm not going to sit there and bounce around where I'm going to spend my last year. I'm gone. Or this is what Jet fans need to be worried about. Did he find out that they're going to go after Rodgers instead of him? Because that's the other thing I thought about is that if Brady was going to go to San Francisco, well, that's a destination Rodgers couldn't go to. Wouldn't Rodgers be competition? Wouldn't San Francisco be a competition for Rodgers? He's from that area. It's a good team. Needs a, you know, it looks like it's not going to be a long-term answer, so they can keep all their ducks in a row. So does Brady kick it to the Jets one more time walking out the door and now give Rodgers a destination in San Francisco that would not have been there if Brady went?
Now, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, told Mike Reese of ESPN, I don't believe in the 100-year-old history of the NFL there's been a quarterback of Tom's ilk. I don't know, but I would have trouble ever believing there would be another one.
Let me ask you a question, though, to post on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The really easy thing to say is he's the greatest of all time, because especially now we base everything on championships. But I ask you guys to tell me, what did you see him do besides win? What did you see him do better than any other quarterback you've ever seen play the game?
Well, that's a great point. I mean, if you want to talk about skills,
he's not the
Elway
best thrower.
And Marino might have the best skills of any quarterback ever. Now, I think Montana has to be judged kind of like the way Tom Brady did. Is there anything Montana did that was unbelievable? No, but they won. I guess the greatest talent to have is victory, but you know, it's a 53-man roster in football. It's not, the quarterback's the most important guy, but you can't win alone.
You know, like in your mind's eye, you think of the great quarterbacks. You could think of a throw. You could think of a play. Like whenever you think of Steve Young, you think of that run against the Minnesota Vikings, right? The Randall Cunningham when Carl Banks is going after his legs and he's able to dart away and throw a BB into the end zone. Brady doesn't really have that. It was just cumulative, right? Like he put up tremendous stats, but he wasn't a scrambler, so he didn't have that big scrambling play.
Didn't have a gigantic arm.
It's not the biggest arm.
It always felt like when he completed a pass, the receiver was wide open.
That's how good he was.
But maybe that's why he was so good. He was smarter than everybody else. He read plays better than everybody else. And, all right, maybe you can find a quarterback that was more athletic over a short period of time, but don't you give him credit for being good for that length of time?
Yeah.
You know, like John Elway was one of the greatest quarterbacks I ever saw, and he played for a long time, not nearly as long as Brady did.
My question is just, it's not, is he great? Of course, he's iconically great. It's, are we being lazy by just anointing him the greatest because of the championships?
No, but I think that's how we, as you said, that's how we keep score. So you could say he's greater than the sum of his parts.
That is absolutely true.
I mean, again, not a huge arm, couldn't run at all, wasn't elusive at all, but you got to give some points for brains. I mean, he was a really brilliant quarterback and knew how to do it and worked under a very demanding coach. So is this going to stick? Last time it stuck for 40 days, is this going to stick? Boy, would he look like a fool if he goes back on this as well.
Well, it's weird with the stats, right? Because the stats are still amazing because a lot of it is compiling, but he did throw for over 5,000 yards just, you know, last season. He has a 50-touchdown season. But what's interesting, we were talking about Johnny Unitas. Johnny Unitas led the league in passing yards 4 times. Tom Brady, 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Unitas led the league in touchdown passes 4 times. Tom Brady, 4 times.
Mm.
So, yeah, but is it the championships, Peter, or is it the length of time he played? It's both, isn't it? So it's not just the one. And, yeah, ton of championships. It's only 3 more than Montana. It's only 3 more than Bradshaw. Like, it's a lot.
That's a lot. That's almost double.
But is equally as impressive he played 2 decades? From 2000 to 2022?
How many under 500 seasons did he play?
This one.
This is the first one?
Mm-hmm.
That's
a holy crap, Steve.
8-9, and his worst season outside of 08, when they were 1-0 because he got hurt on opening day, was his second year they went 9-7.
So if we were to look at the Tampa Bay schedule in the season, there's undoubtedly some ridiculous game they lost that was the difference between him never going under 500 for a season.
Right, and the last game he ever played, listen, I'm not one of those people that thinks of Willie Mays in 1973 falling down in the outfield. I think of the brilliance of Willie Mays. And anybody who's going to fixate on the last thing they see from Brady, he did not play well in that Cowboy playoff game. He was awful.
Right. He was awful. He had a red zone interception, which you never see. But still, his last year, 4,694 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. At the age of 45. That's
I would have taken him next year.
Yeah, it's good. Did you see this? Kyle Shanahan said he sees no scenario in which Jimmy Garoppolo is back with the 49ers for the 2023 season. So he's available.
So and Garoppolo's it's just available.
Money. Well, that's tough.
And so are you ready?
Yes.
Purdy's going to be out for 6 months. Trey Lance, what do you know?
Trey Lance is going to be 100% within 2 weeks.
Okay.
His ankle is healed.
But are you convinced? I guess they are. They drafted him. But
right.
You've got this ready-made Super Bowl caliber team. Are you going to ignore possibly going out and getting Aaron Rodgers because you're going to give Trey Lance the chance or what?
I mean, you have to take the Packers at their word. They said they're not trading him in the NFC.
I know.
And also, the Jets could offer better first-round draft picks than the 49ers and more recent ones. The 49ers have traded away everything. They traded away all the first-round draft picks for Trey Lance. So I don't think it's going to be that attractive that the Packers would just ignore the fact that, gee, now we have to get past San Francisco and Rodgers to get to a Super Bowl. So I think I think if they do trade him, they will not trade him in the NFC. And if they trade him in the NFC, they want to trade him to a bad team, and no bad team would Rodgers want to play for.
Right.
So let's see if this sticks with Tom Brady. Who knows? Who knows today's athlete?
Yeah.
But, you know, well, walking away, I've talked to a lot of athletes. Walking away from their sport, it's like dying. It's like the first time you're dying.
No, it's tough. I think if I do the math correctly, Michael, he has played in the NFL longer than he was alive before he started playing. If that makes sense. He was, he was 23 his rookie, his first year in the NFL, and he retired at 45. So,
He spent
one more year as a human before football.
There's also a baseball angle to this because you know I always have a baseball angle.
Sure.
Of course you do.
He is the last human being that was still active as a player that was ever drafted by the then Montreal Expos franchise.
Tom Brady was drafted by the Expos?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
I remembered.
These are the things
thought
I know.
About that.
You really bring.
They don't give these.
Well, there's a billion. I think it's last count. There's like a billion rounds in the draft. So I think you might have been drafted.
But back then there was more. But now there's only 20.
Well, I didn't think there was a billion, Michael.
Right.
But
I wasn't drafted
back
that
in the
year.
Day. Because where was Piazza drafted?
62nd round, I think.
Right. So just the fact that 62.
What
rounds.
Is that even? What are they doing? And by the way, your little theory of Michael loves to say this. An athlete says that. Retiring is like dying the first time.
Well, they don't know how dying really is.
Get back to me after you die the real time. Well, let's talk about if there's similar.
All right, so let's bring it to our insignificant level. We all love what we do.
Right.
Right? And, like, the Yankee gig was my dream job since I was 9. And I've thought about this a lot. I don't think I'm close. I hope I'm not. But if I'm not one of those guys that's going to work until, like, I'm 90, I don't think I will. When I decide to hang it up, that will be earth-crushing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to walk away from something that you love so much and that has been your life's work, it would be same thing from walking away from this radio show. That would really, really be tough because I've done it 21 years. So you don't think Tom Brady leaving football rips his heart out?
No, it does. And I don't know whether it makes it better or worse, but the big difference is that when you decide to stop doing the Yankees, you're going to be at a certain age where – you're probably not going to, you don't have much time left,
thanks.
Right?
Yeah.
No, but think about it. You've said you're going to, Peter, you're not
tough.
Retiring
that's
at 62.
That's tough look.
Scully, it's a good comment, but it's tough.
No, but Vince Scully did it till he was 90. I mean, so when you make a decision, you walk away at 90.
So you're saying I should leave now so I have a lot of time
well,
left?
Well, I'm just saying is that you're going to walk away and it's going to be at the stage of your life where you're going to retire and just kind of
well,
hang out.
Well, that makes it even more heart-wrenching because I know I'm close to death.
You're fading.
Well,
you're just fading into death.
Right, and obscurity.
But still,
I'm kind of there now.
Tom Brady, the way as healthy as he is, I don't think anybody would blink if he lived till he was 90 years old. He's only halfway through his life, and everything that he is, he might spend another 45 years not being that. Right? I mean, if you decide to not, if you walk away from the Yankees at 90, I mean, how much longer are you going to have to live without being a Yankee
Maybe
announcer?
Maybe a week or two.
He might live 45 years. Being a former football player.
It is a lot. It's your whole life. Then you end up only remembering being a former football player.
Right, right. At least, the one thing that's cool, and a lot of, like Derek Jeter doesn't have this, Tom Brady has children that will always remember him playing. they have experienced him playing. His son is 15.
That's always the big
his
regret.
His older son. And, you know, Jeter didn't have any kids when he played, so he'll never know. Now, Alex, his two daughters obviously remember when he played. Now, there's this joke. I love this joke. I don't know why it's a joke that has always resonated with me. And I would give credit to the comedian, but I forget who it was.
That's sad.
Somewhere on this earth, every 15 minutes, Pete Best sits up and just curses at the top of his lungs. Because Pete Best was the drummer before Ringo.
Mm-hmm.
So if they didn't replace Pete Best, he'd be Ringo Starr. He'd be part of Forever. He's only part of Forever as an aforementioned thing. So just picture him sitting up in bed screaming, damn it, you know? And I think today, the one who was most upset about Tom Brady making his decision and sprang up in his bed screaming at the top of his lungs was Greg Olsen.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. He's not the number one guy at Fox anymore. I wonder if Fox actually squeezes Brady into the booth for the Super Bowl. They have the Super Bowl this year. Wouldn't you use Brady? I mean, you're paying him $37.5 million a year.
Well,
but you don't have to.
But that's the thing. I can't.
You don't have to do anything.
And by the way, as Don and I would agree, he doesn't bring you one more viewer. And he's Tom Brady. I still don't get it. Like, the Super Bowl's doing what, 70 million? No matter what you do.
He might bring you, like, the four ladies for 80 for Brady.
Right.
He'll bring you.
But they're already there to watch Rihanna. So, like, do you really need Tom? I mean, I hear you. Why not? I'm sure they'll go for it. But it's years, right? It's 10 years?
10 years, 375.
Would that somehow count against his 10 years, though, to use him for this one date this year?
Well, but if they use him for the one date and this was the first year, they have to pay him $37.5 million.
I don't know if they'll use him for the game. I could see him being
maybe
a part of the just, hey, this is what's coming next year.
Throwing passes to Gronk.
I'm trying to think of the timeline. Did Olsen know that this? So he had.
No. They said after Aikman left, I believe that Brady was already in place. And
right, so he knew that he didn't know it was just going to be 1 year. He was probably hoping he'd get a couple of years out of it, but he's grown on me, too.
Who?
Olsen? Yeah.
I still think it's very funny that we have no idea if Brady's good at this job.
None.
Literally none.
Because what if it's Drew Brees?
I don't think it will be, but you're right. It absolutely could be. And I mean, I listened to Brady's radio show last week. We had a 6:30 that day. And you know I have the Sirius in the car now, so I'm experiencing
things.
Sure,
you have to pay for it.
Thank you.
Ray Rowe.
And so I was listening to the Brady Gray vehicle, or as I like to call it, the Grady vehicle. He's not bad.
$37 million a year. It is a waste of money to me. And I know what Bob Costa said is that, listen, when you're spending all that money for it, don't you want to put your best foot forward? But he's not going to change the rating. He's not.
Yeah, but he helps with advertisers. I mean, if you're bringing into the big spenders Tom Brady into a room and then Greg Olsen, it's a big difference.
I never got that either.
I mean, it's stupid, but he is right. I mean, literally, Greg, with all due respect, Greg Olsen could get offered to spend time with an advertiser and they'd be like, oh, I'm busy.
Yeah, I'm good.
My kids have school. I can't make it.
Right, and an advertiser could be getting married on Saturday. And they say, you know what, we could hook you up and play golf with Tom Brady.
Well, they'll cancel
the wedding. Yeah,
I get it. I understand it. That was the argument for Tony Romo at $17 million. Now we're talking 18. Now we're talking about $37 million.
Crushing.
All right. And also, you don't think the NFL can win over advertisers by saying there was a football game, there was a championship game played, where the quarterback couldn't throw; it can only hand off the entire second half, giving them no hope to stay in the game, and 47 million people watched it.
I know what you're saying. Listen, I've never, ever understood how people deal with advertisers. But you would think giving them the NFL to advertise on, that's all you need. But you've got to grease advertisers. You've got to take them on trips and stuff. The whole boondoggle thing.
It's $37 million a year.
Well, they think it's worth it.
It can't be. It's got to be you-know-what swinging. Just look what we can do. We're Fox, and we were able to get Tom Brady. Look it up. It has to be that. You can't tell me there's value in that. Listen, Troy Aikman is not Tom Brady, but is it worth $30 million more that advertisers would rather golf with Tom Brady than Troy Aikman?
Tom Brady is
I got
iconic.
News for you. There's a ton of Cowboy fans out there. I'm sure there's a lot of more Cowboy fans than there are Brady fans that would want to golf with Tom Troy Aikman. Mm. That it's worth that much money? They're setting fire to the money. What it is, Fox is saying, look how big it is. That's what it is. It's all blank measuring. That's all that it is. Peter, tell me I'm wrong. That's all that it is. I'm spending billions of dollars for these rights, so I'm going to be the network that gets Tom Brady. Look what I'm doing. It's all just showing off.
Peter, do you
want... can't tell me that it takes any financial sense.
I don't think it does.
Do you know why he's so salty today?
I have a big one.
He couldn't find a spot on the street. I saw him pulling into the lot.
No.
Yeah.
He was very around upset. Three times. Wait. And, you know, when you start getting, you know, it's... I think it's important to be in the meeting. Now, if I were Peter, I would have went about 15 more times around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just looked up at the TV. So.
Yeah, don't. It's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Hockey's still off the All-Star week. We have the Nets at the Celtics tonight, Peter, so you're engaged in that one.
Oh, I'm dialed in.
Yeah, 7 o'clock is a pregame on 7:30 game time.
Well, I have a question. Is tonight a playoff game?
No.
Then I'll get to it when I get to it.
I was at the Knick game yesterday, and we'll talk about it more in the 4 o'clock hour.
See, you went to a good game.
I went to a good game.
Very good.
But the Knicks are who they are. I'm sorry. I mean, Julius Randle is not a superstar. He's a star, not a superstar.
But we have to start talking about some of Tibbs' decision.
Oh, also, you sit R.J. Barrett for the last... This is the guy you invested all the money and you didn't want to trade for Donovan Mitchell. He is just a player. He's a good player. He's never going to be great. They didn't play him against the Lakers at the Garden with 6.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. He never got off the bench.
And also, why is Brunson not getting the ball in the last possession of regulation?
And then they didn't get the shot off. I mean, a great player gets the shot off there. You might miss it, but you get the shot off. Because when he finally released the shot, the clock had expired.
Meanwhile, how was the Condor?
Amazing. And he had a terrible first half. First triple-double of his season, and he's 39 years old.
Even more importantly, how was the chicken fingers?
Oh, weep-worthy.
Told you honestly, the bat. I told you the weep-worthy was bad.
Here's the best part of yesterday. You're going to laugh at me. So Greeny was there.
Yeah, sure he was.
With his wife.
Yeah.
Now, I'd never met Stacy.
What?
I'd never met his wife.
Really?
She is great.
I can tell on Twitter. She's lovely.
Smart, funny. I mean, the only weird thing is she actually calls him Greeny.
That is odd.
She calls him Greeny, not
what
Mike.
What the F?
Well, hold on, but maybe that predates even him.
It could be.
It's just like his
still,
name.
Still, it's weird. And you know what? I think it's by request.
You think Mike says to her, call me Greeny?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, she goes, Mike. And he goes, you know, babe, I appreciate it. Really prefer you call me Greeny.
Yeah, call me Greeny. But she was delightful. That was like
Stacy Greenberg.
Yeah, I was blown away by how great she was.
She was
somebody who actually cared about what she was asking you. So I had asked her how she and Mike had met and all that. And usually, a good person then will say, "How did you and your wife meet?" A self-involved narcissist would never even follow that up.
And that's Stacy Greenberg.
And Stacy Greenberg said, "How did you and Jody meet?"
The opposite. You weren't calling her a narcissist.
No.
You're saying she was great.
No, there's people within my eyesight that would not have asked, "How'd you meet Jody?" You choose who you are if that's you.
Wow. First of all, I know it can't be Don. He wouldn't answer. He'd be watching the Winnipeg Jets game. He'd have no idea what you even said.
By the way, that's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's telly time. Please enjoy responsibly. Bart Scott, you could hear him every day on the station with Alan Hahn.
Sure you can.
From noon to three.
Yeah, it's Bart and Hahn.
Yeah. Hahn will not join us next. Bart will join us next. Talk Brady. Faced him as a Raven, faced him as a Jet, beat him as a Jet.
Charger now. Oh, he's a Raven.
Once a Raven, yeah.
Current Raven. Former Raven. He's a Ram.
So there you go. There you go. We will have Bart Scott to talk Brady and maybe talk some Knicks as well. Right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's the final week of 98.7 ESPN Superbox Bonanza 2023. That's right, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes remaining. You can still score great prizes, including Fanatics gift cards, Bartesian home cocktail makers, JBL speakers, and much more. Plus, the big game payout of $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and the grand prize final score wins a trip to Resorts World Bimini in the Bahamas, plus $2,000 cash. Get your boxes by listening weekdays in the 7 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours through February 3rd. For full contest details, go to ESPNNewYork.com. When I say noon, that's during Barton Hahn. Great show that precedes this show from 12 to 3. And Bart Scott, who's a really busy person. I found out some things about Bart Scott today that just blew me away.
No, I couldn't believe it.
I mean, a mover and a shaker and a businessman. He's printing money is what he's doing, and he's joining us now despite that busy schedule. Bart, I'm so proud of you, the stuff I heard. You're an amazing person. You really are.
Hey, man, balling on the budget, man. Everybody ain't got all the cheese on the taco like you, man. I gotta have a side hustle.
You know what? I need more cheese on the taco, so I'm going to talk to you. Let's talk about Tom Brady. You played against him for two teams. You broke his heart when you were with the Jets. How good was he? How tough was he to defend?
I mean, when you talk about, he's not Peyton Manning, but what he is he's just a winner. He's a guy, when you talk about Joe Cool, and I know we had all that mantra last week to Joe Burrow and, you know, Joe Namath, but he really personifies being able to make the right decision in the right moments at the right time. Now, he always came up big. You can rarely think of any time where the game was on the line where Tom Brady was going to make a mistake. Now, Giselle might call out Wes Welker and all the other people, but it's not Tom's fault, according to her. But all jokes aside, you know, Tom Brady just – what impressed me more about Tom Brady is how gracious he was in defeat, right? You talk about a guy that's won 7 Super Bowls, but he's also lost a few as well and had some heartbreaks. But the class that he showed and humility that he showed in defeat was what far really impressed me than his biggest victories. You know, he was always gracious, always gave his opponents the credit, never took away from the win from the opponent. Didn't say we lost it, they didn't win it. He was always gracious, man. For that, I'll always be indebted to him. I can go back to rooting for Tom Brady all over again because I'm from Detroit. I grew up rooting for Tom Brady and Drew Henson and all those guys that was a part of those Michigan teams. Then I had to hate him as an opponent, but always had a tremendous amount of respect for what he was willing to do to win a football game and win a championship. You know, I thought it was very glaring what Gronkowski said about Aaron Rodgers a couple of weeks ago when he was talking about he can win another MVP. When the goal for Tom Brady was always to win another Super Bowl. That's why he'll be immortalized. That's why it's no debate. There's no Jeffrey Jordan, LeBron debate great when it comes to Tom Brady. He's the best football player to ever do it, and not even nearly the best athlete to ever do it.
You know, we were just talking on the air about, you know, when you think of certain quarterbacks, you think of certain plays, certain athleticism, strong arm, or he's able to scramble. But what I think of Tom Brady is sometimes completing passes to wide open receivers. How much of that is just maybe he was smarter? He read defenses better than everybody else. Is he on the top of the list with his smarts as well as his physicality?
They're about execution, right? You know, Tom Brady was about evolving and changing the game plan. He was always about the execution, you know, and that's what I appreciate about him, because if he could catch you in a bad defense, if you were a tail, you know, he reminds me so much of Bernard Hopkins. And I'm a huge boxing fan, but I'm a friend of Bernard Hopkins, and he told me something once that I always use. He says, "What was built lasts longer than what's born." Now, we've seen guys like Aaron Rodgers, Michael Vick, you know, Peyton Manning, who was born to be great football players. Tom Brady is a story about a guy who had his heart broken, who didn't go where he wanted to go. Instead of complaining about it, he just became really anal about his preparation and always saying that he was always going to be ready. And then when his body started to slow down, he decided to adopt a crazy nutritional plan so that he can make sure that he can be better longer. And to me, he's the true definition of what's built lasts longer than what's born, as we've seen guys come in that have more talent than Tom Brady but don't have the resume that Tom Brady had, and the humility to understand that it's more about his teammates as well as it is himself. Maybe three times in his career he had the deck stacked when you talk about Randy Moss, but he didn't win a championship. Like, he never had a team that Jalen Hurts had, where he had two Pro Bowl franchise receivers on the outside, the best offensive line in football. Like, you know, he never did that, but he always won. And the game is going to be missed, but it's kind of bittersweet, because if he comes back again, I swear I will never cover him again. I hope this is final. You just never know. I'm glad he shut all this stuff down before we continue to put him with Miami, before we can continue to put him with San Francisco. How ironic that now that Tom Brady announced that he's retiring, now Tua's clear concussion protocol. What a coinkydink.
Yeah, pretty interesting. I have to imagine his biggest regret, of course, is losing both times to the Giants. But what do you think's Brady's biggest accomplishment? Like, we know the stats are crazy, but is there one season, Bart, or like one run that impressed you the most about Brady?
It's the longevity. And for me, it's the different ways in which he won with, right? He won with a roster that had majority, the talent was at tight end. He's taken guys who were college quarterbacks and made them stars, right? You know, Tannenbaum talks all the time about being a plus multiplier and what that's all about and how that's the job. You know, he's always been a plus multiplier. He's always never had the best roster, like I said before, but you knew that Tom was going to figure out a way. Seven titles, you have to start talking about him. And it's crazy, right? Because if you talk about the greatest athletes of all time, Serena Williams, tremendous athletically, gifted, lateral movement, power, grace, Michael Jordan, the man can float on air, right? Wayne Gretzky, right? I remember that race with Wayne Gretzky and I believe Sugar Ray Leonard and all these other players. He's smoked them in the race in one of those worldwide sports type of competitions. So you think about all that, and then you throw Tom Brady there, a guy that's slow, not athletic, and he's arguably the greatest winner of them all, considering that he did it in a sport that doesn't have dynasties like that. We're accustomed to Michael Jordan. We're accustomed to Bill Russell, right? Nobody will ever touch seven titles. Like, Mahomes can win this, you know, coming up in a couple weeks, and he'll still be five away. And so many things have to happen. You talk about durability, his ability to always be available. And he's a statue.
Now, you mentioned at the start, Bart, you know, he's no Peyton Manning. So Peyton Manning, as a defender, was tougher to defend than Brady?
Absolutely. Because Peyton Manning is like some type of neuroscience. He's pinky in the brain, right? He would change things, and yellow would mean something in the first quarter, and you'd think, okay, coach, you know, we're going back, yellow means left or this. And then he would use yellow again, knowing that he told you yellow because he made sure that you knew or he assumed that you were smart enough. And then he would change it in pivotal times, and it meant something totally different. Almost to the point where you got tired of teammates coming back and giving you information because you couldn't trust it. He would evolve and change things, and he would remember things. You know, Tom Brady was about execution. You know how they say the you know, it's no perfect defense for a perfect, you know, play. You know, every play is designed to be open, and he would find the opening and the weakness in your defense. That was the beauty of him.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to be a Jet?
I hope so. I mean, and, you know, we had a call on our show today which kind of maybe gave us more hope. There's no way that Aaron Rodgers retires the same year that Brady retires.
I heard that,
make them eligible for the Hall of Fame at the same time, and Aaron Rodgers wants it to be all about him, and he will be overshadowed by the greatness of Tom Brady. And so I'm hoping that's the opportunity. I'm hoping that the fact that they're having conversations without him, and we know that that offends him because that's saying that they're not including him in the process, and they're trying to figure out how to get him there. Now, what makes me nervous is now that Tom Brady's out of the picture, maybe the best option for San Francisco to ensure that they can win a championship is to go to San Francisco. The only thing that gives me hope is the fact that you believe that they won't trade him to an NFC team.
See, what I was thinking about,
you worry a little bit about Tennessee.
Right. What I was worried about with San Francisco is, could he pull a Favre? I'm not going to give you more than 1 year with the Jets because I want to see if San Francisco opens up next year. Like, so I would be worried that you don't have that assurance if you're the Jets, giving up all those picks and all that capital for a guy that may not want to play more than 1 year with you.
Well, I don't think that San Francisco can afford, with all the high-priced salaries that they have, to be able to do that. And you know, talk about the Jets, you know, that's why the picks are conditional, based on his commitment and what he decides to do. You know, Tannenbaum talks about giving up a third-round draft pick for Brett Favre, and you say, well, Brett Favre was old. No, Brett Favre was about 39 years old. So it is apples to apples. You talk about a guy that's a three-time MVP in Brett Favre, four-time MVP in Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I think it makes so much sense, almost too much sense, which makes you nervous that it won't happen. I mean, Jet fans are conditioned. It's a lot of scar tissue. They don't believe that they're supposed to have good things. And until they have it and they know they have it, even when they did have it and they got Brett Favre and he had the great record, tore his bicep. So, I mean, eventually a blind squirrel finds a nut, and you hope that the Jets can figure out a way to land the plane and get Aaron Rodgers, because it would be really exciting around here. And if Aaron Rodgers can win a championship with the Jets, I think that would be one of the greatest feats ever, which will elevate him in the eyes of great quarterbacks, even though he may only have two championships. And, yes, I'm saying win a championship if he comes to the Jets, because I think that would be the missing piece.
Bart, great stuff. Go put some cheese on that taco. We appreciate your time.
Yes.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm always looking for drivers. If you're looking for some extra work.
Wow.
Mike, you know what I mean? You can go ahead and, you know, I'll give you the clean van to deliver packages for Amazon.
You know what, Bart? I might have some free time soon.
That is very possible.
Yeah, I could. So that could work for me. Thanks, buddy.
My pleasure.
All right. By the way, if you don't know, we have a great lineup on this station.
Go ahead and go over it.
Well, we have a great morning show, DiPietro and Rothenberg from 6 to 10. Then we got the Greenster, Greeny, from noon to 2. I'm sorry, from 10 to 2.
To noon. Yeah.
And then noon to 3, Barton Hahn.
That's right.
Then our show.
Right.
Then Grasso.
Mm-hmm.
Then Larry and Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes on and on.
This goes on and on.
And it's all local, baby, except for Greeny. And Greeny talks about everything that's
part
of New York.
Yeah, but he's a Knick fan, and he's a Jet fan, and he's a Met fan.
Yeah.
And he's also very conscious of taking care of New York.
It's a great lineup. If you're listening to anything else, well, you're missing out. You really are. You're missing out. Super Bowl Box Bonanza coming up in just a second. And we'll take your phone calls on the Brady retirement. I got a lot to say about the Knicks, too. Lot to say.
You were there.
Yep. Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
So let's go to Liz in New Jersey to start off the calling portion of the show. Hello, Liz.
Hello there, gentlemen. Love your show.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to give another perspective. We're speculating on the whole story of Tom Brady and why he came out of retirement. And, you know, you made a comment, Michael, that, you know, it's such a shame he lost his wife and family over it. But I just thought it's, you know, we don't know. None of us know.
Right. No.
I would think, like, I mean, he knows. Family right. knows. But, you know, it could have been, what if he already knew that his marriage was over? What if he already knew that?
Absolutely.
You know, from his wife, right? And just said, you know what? I lost my wife. I you know, we're headed for divorce. Then, you know what? I'm going to play football. I'm going to come out of retirement, and I'm going to do what I love. I already lost my wife, and this is what I'm going to do. And he came out of retirement for that reason.
I think that's totally possible.
If that's possible, Liz, and he saw it was slipping away, yeah, why not play football? But, you know, you do spend less time with your children. But it seemed like throughout the year, and I feel uncomfortable talking about a guy's personal life, but he certainly seemed like he made time to be with his kids a lot. So they seem very important to him. There's only the outside looking in. But you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I bet you they could get together again.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Well, she might have. They didn't divorce yet, right?
No, they're divorced.
That quick? They already did it?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'd say no. Forget it.
Why? People do that.
It's, believe me, I've done the research. It's not common. It's like very. If you told me they were still separated, I'd say maybe so.
No, they're
fully divorced.
Splitsville.
She went that fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably not. But.
But I think that, like, she's been doing some photo shoots lately, mm-hmm. and he's probably looking at them and go, I think I'm going to retire and make another try.
With all due respect, he can look at photo shoots from absolutely anyone and select someone new.
Well, maybe he loves this person as a person.
Does he?
I'm going to say yeah.
I mean, I hear you, but she left him, in theory, our made-up version of this. she left him. She made him choose between her and football. I love the story that we've been told and regurgitated. I think our caller just now is probably right. It was probably something else. Their marriage was probably already in the toilet. And he was like, you know what? I'm miserable. Let me go spend a year playing football. It'll do me well. And now he did it, and he feels a little better and ready to go take care of his kids.
Or what I think is more logical is that it was on the outs, and he retired to try to save the marriage.
And then realized
this isn't working. I'm just going to go back and play football. I think the retirement was family-related in the sense that I'm going to try to save the how am I supposed to save this and play football? And in those few months, he realized, no. Because it's never about one thing, right? Football is probably the straw that broke the camel's back, but there were probably other issues. And now he's legitimately walking away. That's probably why he got emotional today, realizing that, no, this is it. This feels legit now.
Really, he could not have just told Jim Gray this rather than snap at Jim? So that snap
was the fake snap.
A week and a half ago, right? Now it's all clear. So he bleeping knew then, but he wanted to do it his own
way. But I do think there is something. You know, people are saying that this is bad timing, and now we've taken away from the Super Bowl. And this is the perfect time. This week leading into the week off of the Super Bowl is the perfect time to do it, right? Maybe he snapped at Jim Gray. Well, I think that was all pretend anyway.
It was.
The reason he didn't announce it is he didn't want to take away from the championship games and have that be the story. Now we've got a week before you can really start sinking our teeth into the game. This is the perfect time. That's probably why.
Interesting. Don with an interesting take. And I've got a super box bonanza.
You disagree?
No, I think you could be right. I always think there's a shred of you being right in everything.
It's anything.
You have a list today? Because yesterday's list just blew up.
It was great.
I have a list. Today.
You do?
Well, I could go. I said I was going to do a list every day till the Super Bowl.
Right.
This is day three. I can't take any 3 days in, so we'll have a list.
But don't throw some tripe together. Is this good?
They're all good.
No, some of them are bad. The Gene Hackman was terrible.
The Gene Hackman was terrible. I'm still getting tweets.
Birdcage question mark?
Seriously, I'm still getting them. The guy's a legend.
Okay.
It's because you're not familiar with his work.
No, I am. I think I contributed greatly. And also, Bing Crosby's a legend, but you said yesterday you don't
like
his work.
Not a fan of his acting.
Am I right? I don't like his work.
His acting.
I was trying to wait out the drop that you're searching for.
I'm not searching for it.
I wasn't a fan of his acting.
There you go. It's the final week. I don't know if you know it.
Ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Of 98.7 ESPN Super Box Bonanza 2023. Boy, we've given away a lot of great gifts. We're glad that we could reward our loyal listeners.
Sure.
Now, each box comes with additional prizing, including JBL speakers, Fanatics gift cards, Bartesian home cocktail makers, and much more. Plus the big game payout of thousands of dollars. Who doesn't like thousands of dollars?
Oh, I love thousands of dollars.
And the grand prize final score wins a trip to Resorts World Bimini in the Bahamas plus $2,000 cash. Get your boxes by listening weekdays in the 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours through this Friday. Be caller number 34.
No.
Yep. Wow. Right now at 888-987-ESPN to get your box.
Bing Crosby was nominated for 3 Academy Awards.
Wow.
I know. I just didn't care for his acting. It's my list.
So yesterday at home, I had a check, two checks. I signed them both, and I was going to deposit them in the ATM because I don't trust doing anything online. Jody deposits her checks online. I refuse to do it.
Yeah, you're a weirdo.
So after I got back from the Knick game, got to the parking lot, I reached in my pocket, and there was one check in there. And this was the smallest check. Not two. The other check was like $2,300 or something.
Wow,
and
there you go.
The one I had in my pocket was $25.
Dollars.
Right, and that they were signed. Smart.
They're both signed.
And I said, because there's no way to recover. You lose the check, that's it. It's a signed check. They could cash it.
So?
So I got home very late at night. The only one that was up was butter. And it was there on the table. And I just felt such a relief.
Oh, what a feeling.
Oh, what an awfully good feeling.
How much is this check?
$2,300.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
No,
you'd feel
no,
that.
No, I would have felt that.
You would have felt that.
I would have felt that, but it felt so good to see it there that I had forgot to put it in my pocket. And then just to celebrate, I ripped up the $25 check. I said, here you go to the financial gods. I pay you back.
Wow.
Why? A little celebration.
It's a celebration.
Like, flush it.
Because if I was going to lose one, I'll take the $25 one. I'll just give away.
Okay. I don't understand.
I had a great time at the Knick Laker game yesterday. I want to rip the NBA.
Interesting.
And I want to take a shot at the Knicks.
Oh, this sounds fun.
So settle in.
What about Dolan?
No, I like Jim Dolan. He doesn't like me as well as he likes other afternoon hosts, but I like Jim Dolan.
Well, sometimes you got to fluff him up nice, you know what I mean? Don't ask the tough questions.
Really? Really? Did you hear the interview? Do you know?
Of course I did.
You did hear.
Oh, yeah.
You're unbelievable.
I consume everything.
Peter really? I didn't know that you knew.
It's called now.
No, you don't like reading Marshan, and he said that it wasn't a good interview.
I don't even know what you're referring to. I was just speaking in generalities.
Oh, okay.
Tweet that! Print that!
You know so little about me.
I really do.
Yeah.
Is that a Gap sweatshirt that you took the G off and put a D?
I didn't. It is a Gap sweatshirt. It's a collaboration with Dapper Dan.
Really?
And so they made
it. Who's Dapper Dan?
We've talked about
this
before.
You're a Dapper Dan man?
Yeah. Dapper Dan is a Harlem designer, legend, who in recent years has done collaborations with big companies, and he did one with the Gap, and they made these ones that say Dap instead of Gap.
So he should collaborate with Gucci, and it could be Ducci.
He already did.
Oh, he did?
I think you're pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah.
It was Gucci?
No, it was just Dapper Dan and Gucci.
I think you go with Gucci.
You think it was an opportunity lost?
Of course.
I see.
The places we could have gone with that.
Yeah.
For a nozzle award sponsored by Gucci?
Yeah, no. Wow. They get a stadium.
Yeah. Ducci Stadium.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.